Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
In this wide world of sports, some stories can slip through the cracks.
Now, before we do this, let's go over the ground rules.
Pelican Brewing presents the Daily Ticker, where Dirt and Sprague hit the big stories you've heard about, and some you haven't.
How'd you do that? I'm not even mad. It's amazing.
The Daily Ticker with Dirt and Sprague is poured by Pelican Brewing. Celebrate the season with a Northwest tradition, Bad Santa Cascadian Dark Ale. Pelican Brewing, born at the beach.
Hey, you better watch out. You know why, Sprague?
I do.
Because Bad Santa's coming to town.
Ho, ho, ho.
Today's Daily Ticker brought to you by Pelican Brewing, celebrating the season with Bad Santa Cascadian Dark Ale. Let's go to Sunny Pastures, and our good buddy Josh Pate usually joins us on Wednesdays. Everybody's traveling. We're all over the map, but we get him on a football Friday. What a nice bonus on a football Friday.
Bummed to not get him at the normal day slot, but once we found out it was going to be on a football Friday, it kind of changed the vibe.
At Josh Pate CFB on Twitter. Go give him a follow. Josh Pate's College Football Show is live on YouTube every Sunday, Tuesday, Thursday, 5 o'clock our time. You can catch the podcast wherever you find your podcast, and he was live down in Tempe. So go ahead and make us feel bad, Pate, right out of the gate. What's the weather like down there?
Hold on a second. Let me put on my sunglasses. Boy, and I'm still indoors. I'm not even outdoors yet. You know, I'll give you the quick report. The weather is nice here. It is sunny. I think we're gonna. You know, it's a lot of debate around here. Will it be upper 70s? Will it be low 80s today? Man. It is whatever. But I got to tell you guys,
yeah.
I'm normally on, as you said, on Wednesday, and I just shirked my responsibility and moved it to Friday this week. And I had heard rumors that this show sort of loses its energy at the end of the week. And I had heard that this show was nothing to write home about by the end of the week. And I'm here to tell you, I like the vibes that we're bringing this morning. I think they lied about this show.
Okay. Yeah. They don't listen to the people, all right? Don't listen to the rumors out there. We bring the heat. I'm going to need some picks for you, though, because I am a terrible gambler this year. I'm having a really rough year.
Come on, man.
Give me some Ramen Noodle Express. I need some by the end of the segment. No, you were doing the show live in Tempe last night. I enjoyed watching it. The sit down with Dillingham was great. We obviously are familiar with him. Not a long time in Eugene, but when you're around Kenny Dillingham, he's a guy that stands out. His story about being such a bad athlete, so he started coaching when he was 17, blew me away. So I want to start there with you. What have you made? We've always talked about on the West Coast Arizona State being a sleeping giant, and then you see the weather and you're like, all right, I get it. Why can't they recruit better? What have you made of Dillingham in year two, being down there in a big game for them this weekend hosting BYU?
Really big one, yeah. So I always thought that too, the way you said it about them being a sleeping giant, I thought that even growing up in the South, not knowing any more about the program than just stadium looks big on TV. It's in the Phoenix area. There's a lot of high school talent in the state of Arizona, but even if you're not in Arizona, looks like a place that you'd want to go. Any shot around campus showed me a different kind of talent that I would like to be around.
Yes.
So I would say I always felt that way. Then you come here. This is my first time being like at an actual Arizona State game, being on campus and stuff like that for a game week, being around a lot of the coaches yesterday. I'll go back over there today. I I can't help but feel that I was right, which is great because I'm wrong about a lot of things. So it's great to feel that you're right about something. Kenny Dillingham is probably as uniquely cut out for this job as anybody could have been. I almost think if you would have hired a longtime grizzled veteran, more traditional cut from the cloth coach to take over this program when they handed it to him, they would have failed. Because you were supposed to fail. Arizona State was a disaster like, what, 18 to 24 months ago.
Yeah.
I mean, the post-Herm Edwards thing, they were going to fall into the abyss for a long time, and it was almost like they handed the wheel to Kenny Dillingham and said, here, it's going to sink, but, you know, hey, at least it's valiant that you'll go down with the ship and you get to coach the program that you grew up in the shadow of and you went here. And he was almost too ignorant to know he was supposed to lose. I call that competitive ignorance, where you don't even know any better. You just, you start winning and everyone's shocked by it. And you look around saying, why are you acting so surprised? Isn't this what we're supposed to do? And now they're recruiting well, and they got a lot of official visitors here this weekend. And that should be the team. If you guys think about it, think about the Big 12, the way it's made up. That should be the team that dominates the Big 12.
Yeah. Yeah, Millav is certainly great, and we should have known he was going to turn it around when he did this.
I got guys at my wedding.
He's just crying, shouting out his groomsmen in the back in a press conference. That job clearly means
Skeets was one of his names. I got Skeets back here, man. He was at my wedding.
That guy's a character.
Look, there are good Big 12 games this week, and we're talking about one of them with BYU at Tempe. Colorado going on the road at Kansas, and look, we don't need to talk about the why. I think we all know why. The national show right now is talking about Colorado, but they're more talking about where should Deion go next year? Nothing about the game, nothing about the Buffs maybe being in a Big 12 championship in year two. They flipped a five-star quarterback. They got Julian Lewis yesterday. That was the big commit. Just what do you make of Dillingham, Deion, who I believe in preseason were voted the two worst coaches in that conference, and now here they are, may square off in the Big 12 championship. You mentioned that conference. It feels a little down to most people. Just where those two programs are at right now as they continue to ascend.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I think you could add BYU in there as well. You got three of them that were just terrible last year. I mean, terrible in terms of win and loss. And then this year, they are all three playing in games this weekend. Two of them will play against each other. And then you got Colorado and Kansas. They're playing games that will decide the fate of the Big 12 race, and that means they will decide the fate of the playoff in some ways this year. I think it means don't put too much stock in preseason rankings of coaches, because there's so much that goes into that that's beneath the hood that you could never know about. And even if you do know about it, most people don't know how to rank coaches anyway. And so then the second part is, I think it indicates how not unpredictable, although it is, but just how volatile the Big 12 is in outcome, and how Kansas could be what they were last year and then what they were at the beginning of this year. And now towards the end of this year, Kansas is playing some of the best ball in the conference. So it's really entertaining to watch. I think I will stand by the Big 12 being the most entertaining conference to watch in college football this year. Not the best, but the most entertaining. And then the follow-up to that is, all right, well, then will anyone talk about it? And what you mentioned there to start has driven me crazy. Can we please talk about the actual games? I mean, can someone have the audacity out there to just talk about Colorado being less than a field goal favorite on the road at Kansas and how they held Utah to 31 yards rushing last week? If they can do that against Kansas, it'll be really good. And they can throw the ball, and Kansas really struggles with pass D, so the matchup looks great. But, ooh, still, 2.5, we'll see. Colorado, a lot of pats on the back this week. Could they fall? Could that impact the Big 12 championship race? I don't know. I mean, I've been asked 9 ways from Sunday about Colorado, and it's been everything but football games. And I bristle at it, and you guys know how rarely I use that word. I bristle at it.
It's what you got to do, man. The national narrative sometimes gets a little sideways, and that's why Josh Pate's College Football Show is there every Sunday, Tuesday, Thursday, 5 o'clock, live on YouTube, 5 o'clock our time, live on YouTube, and you can catch the podcast wherever you find your podcasts. A bombshell, and I know you don't talk a ton of recruiting. That's a little bit more in the no off-season, off-season shows when we get closer to signing days, but the bombshell of the Bryce Underwood news yesterday, I'm curious what you think it means on either side of it. Like, he is supposed to be one of the best high school prospects we've seen. He's getting comps like Cam Newton. He has been a feather in the cap of Brian Kelly for a long time, who was having a rough year in the last couple of weeks, have not been kind to him in Baton Rouge. LSU fans seem livid. It was a reminder, I think, for Oregon now in the new Big Ten of like, oh, that's right, Michigan can still carry their weight, and maybe they're going to be just a one-year down program and back to competing for national titles. Just what that means for each side of it and how they're reacting to it down in LSU right now.
Yeah, you're right. I don't normally talk about recruiting. I follow it, but I don't talk about it on the show a lot. But I put this on the show last night. I mean, it's a bombshell. It is as big a deal as you could see happen in recruiting. And I'm always cognizant, if I'm doing my show, of the fact that there's a huge chunk of the audience that probably doesn't follow recruiting. There's probably a lot of folks listening to this show this morning that may not know who Bryce Underwood is. You don't need to know who he is. Here's what you need to know. He is pretty universally viewed as the number one player in the country in this coming cycle. He's obviously the number one quarterback. He's like 6'5", 240, just a complete machine, and had been committed to LSU for a long time. LSU, as you may know, has struggled down the stretch on the field this year. LSU, as you may know, has had a love-hate relationship with their head coach, Brian Kelly. But to let you know how big this recruiting decommitment is, I know Louisiana people very well. Every criticism that they have thrown at Brian Kelly this year, this month, whatever, it's always been blah, 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 but we'll see how he does when Underwood gets here. Everything about LSU's struggles right now has been framed against the backdrop of when Bryce Underwood gets here, that'll really be where we start to find out what Brian Kelly's LSU is. Well, he's not coming anymore. And it's still not set in because it's so new. I don't think it's set in on those folks down there. It's at the 11th hour, too. I don't know what they're going to do about that position. I mean, I was down in that building 2 weeks ago. I met with everything from the general manager to Brian Kelly. I just randomly walked in his office, met with him. I met with everybody in the NIL structure. Everything was built around Bryce Underwood. And he's not there anymore. And he flips to Michigan, and then you turn the hourglass upside down, and then everything starts to build for Michigan around that.
Yeah.
And it's just crazy that that much of your fate is tied into one player, even at that level, but that's the way it is right now.
Very quickly, we got a couple big games aside from the Big 12 contest. Indiana's going to Ohio State. This is the big prove-it game for a lot of people that question Indiana being in this conversation of the playoff and what their season has been. Ohio State lost their center on, Monday, Tuesday, tore his Achilles in a practice, unfortunately, and Ole Miss is going to Florida. And, you know, Billy Napier, rough start to the season, everybody kind of saying, well, that's going to be an obvious opening. They've kind of settled a little bit here. Lagway comes back. He's looked all the part. They're 5-5. They're hosting Ole Miss, who we've seen play some clunky football at different times this year. Just what you make of Indiana going to Columbus and Ole Miss. We have an Ole Miss upset alert in Gainesville this weekend.
Hey, quick question. If Napier were to get fired, who was the number one candidate everyone was speculating for that job?
I don't know if this is a trick question for you to throw a name, but I remember that when we talked about this very early,
for the test.
I threw Drinkwitz out there at the beginning of the year before I saw what Missouri was.
You know who everyone else in the South threw in there? It's the head coach at Ole Miss. Who do they play again this week?
Lane Kiffin, yeah. Yeah, you had quotes of piss people off recently. He said he would walk to Gainesville if they offered him a job.
And you know what? I wasn't wrong. Yeah. I'm just going to stand by it. I wasn't wrong. I think that I love the way Ole Miss is playing. I'm going to say the same thing about Florida I said about Kansas. Forget about their record. Take the level the team is playing at now, in this case because Lagway's back. They are playing a top 25 caliber of football right now. So that's what you should expect if you're Ole Miss. I still think Ole Miss will get the job done down there, but it should be a fight. I mean, it should be a really grinder of a game. The Indiana-Ohio State thing is just fascinating to me. I guess I'm in the minority. I am treating Indiana's season this year like I used to treat a Boise in the G5 ranks. You've got to be perfect, or I don't think you belong in the playoff, not because of anything you've done, but because your schedule has let you down. So that's not their fault, but it's not anyone else's fault either. That game just feels like it goes one of two ways. It either feels like it's 24-3 Ohio State at the half, or Indiana just wins the thing outright, which they very much could. And everyone's talking about what that would mean for Indiana, and rightfully so. Let's not forget that would be Ohio State's second loss and what that would rain down on the head of Ryan Day going into the week of the Michigan game. So, storyline alert, storyline alert.
Not to mention Oregon playing potentially Indiana in the Big Ten title game, depending on how the last week of the regular season would go. Just as we all predicted at the start of the year, Josh Pate, his show is live every Sunday, Tuesday, Thursday, 5 o'clock our time on YouTube. Catch a podcast wherever you find your podcast, at Josh Pate CFB on Twitter. Keep an eye out for Friday Night Lines tonight. And look, the show usually drags a little bit on Thursday. You know what the boost was? A little Josh Pate in our coffee on a Friday morning. That's what you need.
I would argue that's why his Thursday show was so good, as he knew he was getting Dirt and Sprague in the morning. Valid. He got excited. He got happy.
This is valid arguments
also,
here.
Also, Josh, let's be honest. You interview a lot of these coaches when you go to these campuses. Not many coaches you get to not only wear the tight white T-shirt, but you kind of get to tower over them a little bit and feel like the superior being in some ways.
Yeah, the only disagreement I would have is I think we have established by now the plural of campus is campi.
Yeah, campi.
Yeah, campi. Yeah, you're right. Campi. Thank you very much. Yeah. Well, enjoy the game tomorrow. Awesome that you're in Tempe. Enjoy the scenery while you're there, and we'll catch up again next week.
All right, appreciate it, guys.
There you go, Josh Pate, the commissioner of college football.